on investigations, I come from the concept that the typical scenario I'm talking about is in the investigation of harassment. I've never seen two cases exactly alike. It's like divorce. I don't care how long you do it, they're all a little bit different. The same is true for employee investigations. You cannot have an absolute rule because there will always be an exception. But these are just some thoughts about things, you know, considerations as you're going through the process of conducting an investigation, things to think about, things to consider, you know, possible avenues. Now, the paper that you have on this topic has some example forms in the back of it. Just, once again, that's one way of doing it. There's 1,000 ways to do this. But it just gives you a template of one way of approaching it that might be helpful. Once the employer knew or should have known, did he investigate and take prompt and appropriate remedial action? That is part of a defense in certain harassment contexts. So with that in mind, that's how I've approached this. You consider who should do the investigation. Is it going to be a supervisor? Is it going to be HR? Is it going to be in-house counsel? Is it going to be an outside investigator? If it's outside investigator, is it going to be a non-attorney or is it going to be an attorney? And then you got the conflict rules that could come up if it's the potential for the investigator to become a witness. Then obviously if you want to represent the client at trial, you can't be a witness and the trial lawyer, so you're going to have to choose. So, you know, is investigation, you know, definitely going to be an affirmative defense? Because if not, then, you know, go ahead, because it's not going to be an affirmative defense because that defense isn't available in that context, or that window of opportunity is gone, so it's too late to even try to make the argument. Fine, but just look at that in the context of, do we have a potential defense here? And if so, is there any risk that the lawyer who does the investigation could be called on?